Governor Jim Doyle has not endorsed any Democratic presidential candidate, and he might not. He says that's the job of voters. Doyle says frontrunner John Kerry has momentum, but it remains to be seen whether the Massachusetts senator can win in Wisconsin.
As Governor Dean has said, Wisconsin is a state that sometimes goes against convention, so we'll see.
Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean has put a lot of time and energy into winning Wisconsin, and a win here is seen as essential to stay in the race. Wisconsin Governor Doyle was careful not to criticize any one candidate, but did say perhaps Dean's campaign didn't understand Iowa and its caucus system very well. Doyle points out Wisconsin is considered a swing state. President Bush almost won against Al Gore here in 2000. Doyle says because primary voters are not restricted to a particular party in Wisconsin, the role of independents is especially important.
And I think that's really good for the Democratic nominee because as a party, the Democratic nominee has to be someone that can reach out to independents, and this is the place where they can show that kind of strength.
Governor Doyle has been holding forums with the presidential candidates. This Sunday, he meets with retired General Wesley Clark, who's won the endorsement of Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton. State Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager supports Howard Dean, as does Senate Minority Leader John Erpenbach. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.